I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with some of the Pella Christian baseball seniors as we're talking about the beginning of the season. And this is exciting because we're airing this interview right before the Pella versus Pella Christian baseball broadcast and doubleheader we have on 92.1 KRLS. Cameron, I'll start with you. What was your initial reaction when you found out that you were going to have a summer season and have an opportunity to wear the maroon and gold one more time?
I was just super excited. After seeing all the other spring sports not be able to play their sports and getting scared that we wouldn't be able to play ours, I was just really excited and really happy that I was able to play my favorite sport this summer one more time for Pella Christian. So, yeah, just a lot of excitement coming from me over here.
Stone, same question for you. What was your initial reaction?
Yeah, I was just excited, happy that I could put on the uniform one more time and have a good season, hopefully.
And Devin?
I was happy that I would have a chance to do one more thing with my classmates as a senior class and have our senior baseball season.
And then Matthew?
Yeah, I was just excited as well. After everything that's happened and all the events that have gotten canceled, it's just super exciting to have one last thing.
Well, and we're checking in with you before the season actually starts in terms of competition, but we're almost done with your first 2 weeks of practice as we speak here today. Cameron, what has that experience been like, having to adjust a little bit to some of the distancing guidelines and some atypical practices while at the same time only having 2 weeks to really get your arm and your bodies ready for almost every night of competition coming up over the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's been tough. Practices have been longer and they've been working us real hard just because we haven't had that spring season to warm up our arms before summer starts. So practices have been tougher. And as for sanitation and all that other stuff, it's difficult to work around because, you know, we always want to be close to each other and have conversation with each other. And we always forget that we have to be 6 feet away from each other at all times. So, yeah, sometimes it can get in the way. But other than that, it's been completely different compared to the last 3 years of practice and games and stuff. So,
well, and Stone, you're filling the all important role as a starting catcher this year and kind of leaping into that spot after Lawson graduated a year ago. What role and responsibility have you been taking on this year, trying to not only get yourself ready, but to get the pitchers up to speed and make sure, especially some of those younger guys, are going to be used to what it takes to be a varsity player in a short amount of time?
Yeah, we have a shorter season, so it's tough for arms to be ready at this point, especially for younger guys like Bennett Spronk, who's going to be doing a lot of pitching for us. In terms of preparation, just getting chemistry with all of our pitchers and being on the same page.
Well, and Devin, you're going to be probably the number one pitcher on this team and be a big part in the lineup as well. How, as a senior leader, are you hoping to be ready for opening day and some of these really tough games you're going to have in week one against some really good competition?
Well, as like every team has it the same, where nobody's been able to do stuff in the spring. So I think everybody will be a little bit behind. And if we struggle at the beginning, it's just we need to know that it's like spring league. So what matters is when playoffs come around. So we just need to be prepared by then.
And Matthew, what did you do anything before the season started to kind of keep yourself ready so that when you got to practice, you weren't at least, you hadn't touched a bat for a few weeks? Or how did that off season kind of work knowing you couldn't connect with the rest of the team?
Yeah. So majority of this off season, especially once everything got closed down due to COVID, I had a tee set up in my backyard, was hitting off of that. And then once the season got announced too, Devin and I were throwing about every other day, just trying to get our arms ready.
Competition's going to start. It's going to be mostly conference games almost the entire season. So you're playing against some really good schools, some bigger schools. Cameron, you've been playing against the Little Hawkeye Conference competition for several years now. How do you think this group of guys is getting ready to have to play some really strong class 3A and 4A competition?
Well, we're just working hard. We're getting our time in the cages and putting that extra work in the field. And like Devin said earlier, these other teams are also behind in their practice and everything. So it gives us a good chance to adapt to like the shortness of the season and be able to get better and progress throughout the season.
Well, in Stone, I mentioned Lawson earlier, and between him and Will, you lost two really, and Cole Webster, you lost three really good players and three really strong leaders. How do you think this senior class in particular has really tried to fill that leadership role? And what are the ways that you personally have tried to kind of be a role model, knowing that there's some pretty big shoes to fill there?
Yeah, the losses of those three seniors last year are huge, especially Will on the mound, because that's one area we are a little short on, but we're all working hard to fill it, and hopefully our bats can come a little more this year, make up for some of the pitching and fielding we lost.
Well, and Devin, kind of a similar ilk there. You know, you were a big part of the rotation, a big part of some of the wins last year, and you're kind of stepping into that number one role in both places in terms of being that middle of the order bat and being that pitcher. What are the ways that you worked in the offseason to try and improve your game so you would be ready to kind of step into that role and kind of be that number one guy?
I did some throwing program stuff in the offseason and worked with some college baseball players and just tried to work on my fundamentals and added another pitch so I can throw a slider now just to add more to my arsenal. So hopefully that will help me step into that role.
Well, and Matthew, you've been a multiple year starter with this team. As you think about some of the challenges over the next 4 weeks of trying to play so many games in a short amount of time, how do you hope to kind of pass your experience on to some of those younger players to make sure that, you know, even though this is all different for everybody, that you're able to kind of share that you've been through some tough situations before as a player?
Yeah, I just think the biggest thing that we need to look at right now is just fundamentals and consistency. I think a lot of times when you're playing so many games, you start to get tired, you start to lose your fundamentals. But if you just can keep those solid, at the end of the day, the team that's going to win the most is the team that plays consistently the most. So
we're here with the seniors of the Pella Christian baseball team. In fact, just about half of them here on our radio sports page. And Cameron, I'll kind of circle back to you now. Before we take a look ahead to some of your season goals, you know, what it's kind of crazy to think that you're one of the only athletes in the country that is going to be playing sports right now. And you kind of mentioned earlier missing out on the spring. You as a senior class didn't just miss out on athletics. You missed out on a lot of your traditional events and kind of that run up to graduation. How do you think your class has handled this situation? And what are some of the ways that you've tried to kind of push ahead, even though you missed out on some pretty special moments?
Well, it sucked when I heard that we weren't coming back to school, and it made me really miss our class and miss all of my classmates. And
for pushing through, like it's great that the school is letting us have a JSP again or a graduation and making sure that we get these special moments that kind of define our life and everything. So I think we've handled it pretty well, even though like it's something that most people will not go through and miss their senior year and all of their last moments together. But I think we've handled it really well as a class and a lot and been really flexible with the schedule and everything for online school and events and athletics and everything like that. So I think we've handled it pretty well.
Well, in Stone, this is often true with a lot of classes, but there's certainly a lot of I think, cohesion. I've watched this group grow up. You guys grow up over the last 4 to 5 years, and there's certainly a lot of people that get along pretty well. I imagine it was pretty tough. How did you try to handle the situation knowing that, you know, not to Cam's point, not only were you missing out on special moments, but you're missing out on them together?
Yeah, we have our class is pretty close, and it sucks losing a lot of the big events, but we are going to have baseball season, which was the biggest thing for me. I just didn't want to lose baseball, and yeah, we'll just keep pushing through. It's out of our control. So,
well, and Devin, this year seemed like a year where you were going to try just about every sport that Pella Christian had to offer. So I talked to you in bowling season. You got to play basketball, hit maybe one of the best moments of the entire year of your class. And as I understand, this spring you were even going to try soccer out. You know, what kind of pushed you to be so involved this year? And especially with soccer, what were some of the things that you were hoping to accomplish this spring to get out there and be a part of a sport?
Well, Well, I was just hoping to meet the new people. Like, obviously, I go to school with them, but create closer bonds with the people in soccer and just try to make as many friends as possible in my last year and experience as much as I can.
And why soccer? You're a guy who's, again, you played football, you played basketball, you've bowled, and you're primarily a baseball guy. What kind of attracted you to soccer?
Honestly, I play FIFA on my Xbox, and it's really fun, so I thought I would want to try it.
That's awesome. And Matthew, for you, kind of circling back to a similar question, you know, what was it like for you to miss out on those last 3 months in school with your friends and all that? And what are the ways that you've tried to kind of push through?
Yeah, the hardest part is that just missing out on like senior class trip and tulip time, JSB, you just don't feel like you're done with your senior year yet. It just doesn't feel like it should be June even. But now being able to get like baseball back and then having JSB, at least a little form of JSB, just helps to provide some like normalcy again into your life.
Well, and we'll kind of take a look now back to baseball and the upcoming season. Cam, what do you think the team goal is, and what are some of your individual goals to make sure that that team goal can happen?
I think the team goal for all of us is to be able to excel in playoffs. Like we said before, you know, we didn't have enough time to be in midseason form right away. So we're kind of using the regular season to prepare for postseason. So I think our team goal right now is to just keep working hard and keep progressing so that we will be in top shape by postseason. And some of my individual goals is to cut down on errors, be able to get my bat working again. That it hasn't been working for me ever. So hopefully I can get my bat working this year. And just be able to build chemistry so that, you know, we don't have those mental errors that can sometimes make us lose games. So.
Very good. Sorry, there was a pause there. I shouldn't have jumped in. Stone, yeah. Stone, the team goal, and what are the ways that you hope to have some individual goals to make that happen?
As Cameron said, I think the main team goal would just to be prepared for July and playoffs and hopefully make another run like we did last year. And my individual goals would just be to hit more home runs than Devin and to also, like Cameron, make less errors and have a good year hitting.
Well, and Devin, I'm guessing your preseason goal was to hit more home runs than Stone Turner, right?
Yeah.
What are some of your other individual goals, Devin? What are the things you're hoping to accomplish this year?
I'm hoping to cut my ERA down a little bit. It was pretty good last year, but if I could get it down under 3, that'd be perfect. And hitting, just keep hitting the ball hard and get some more extra base hits.
And then Matthew, for you, what are some of the things that you're hoping to accomplish this year?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is just consistency. I want to improve my fielding, cut down the errors like Cameron, but I also want to cut down on my strikeouts and just get a better feel for my off speed, be able to use those a little more effectively.
Well, and one cool note about this season, and it's a pretty special broadcast we'll be doing coming up on June 24th, is that your senior class will get to play at Principal Park regardless, whether it's hopefully, you know, rain and not all that notwithstanding, but you're scheduled to play against Grinnell on June 24th at 4. Cameron, what does that opportunity mean to you to be able to go to that special place that means so much to Iowa high school baseball players and to have probably a really good game with a really good opponent?
That was the key part for the season. That is mostly why I wanted the season to go on. It's just so that we could have that moment at Principal Park together. I think as a senior class or like senior leaders for the baseball team, I think that's something that we all are looking forward to, is having that one moment together in our last season at Principal Park. I'm super excited for it, and I think it'd be a good matchup against Grinnell.
I imagine a similar sentiment there, Stone, that it's going to be a great opportunity. You want to get there, obviously, in July. That's the ultimate goal, but it's probably not going to be bad to have that chance to play on that field.
Yeah, it's going to be good to play there regardless, especially being so close last year.
Devin, I imagine similar feelings.
Yeah, we played there my 8th grade year, so I've seen what it's like, and it's super fun. So I'm excited to do it again senior year.
And Matthew, I'm sure it's going to be a special day for you, too.
Yeah, we're such a close group of seniors that it'll just be so much fun to be out at Principal.
Very good. Those are some of the seniors of the Pella Christian baseball team joining us for a preseason conversation. I really appreciate all your time. I look forward to seeing all of you play, especially coming up when this interview airs just before Pella versus PC on KRLS. Thank you for joining us, and all the best to you.